With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. The Namibia Statistics Agency will release labor statistics on 29 January 2025, but has faced criticism for leaving out unemployment figures and the labor force survey from its 2023 census report. We spoke to public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo about the issue.
You want to have your evidence before time, but I do not think that it will have a serious implication because we know that unemployment is high, especially after COVID, and we know that youth unemployment is higher, and therefore those information is already available. The issue is just to validate it in terms of a scientific methods. And I think one thing that the Statistics Agency has not been explaining adequately is the fact that that has been the case all these years.
South Africa's National Disaster Management Center has declared a national disaster due to an increase in foodborne illnesses caused by poor food safety practices following 890 reported cases of foodborne illnesses, mostly in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. The declaration mandates a multi-sectoral relief plan. The country's health minister, Aaron Motsoaledi.
I'm sure you are aware that we have already announced that this organophosphate is widespread in our communities. It's not only spaza shops, unfortunately. Out of all the 84 spaza shops that were swabbed, 3 proved to be positive, proved to be there was a presence of herbivores in those spaza shops.
Remaining in the region, speaking at the 30th session of the Intergovernmental Committee of Senior Officials and Experts for Southern Africa, Zambia's Energy Secretary, Peter Mumba, called for action to solve the region's energy shortage. He pointed out that nearly half of Southern Africa's population has no electricity and called for regional cooperation to address climate change and poor infrastructure.
Millions, you agree with me, rely on biomass fuels such as firewood and charcoal for cooking and heating, which leads to severe indoor pollution and related health issues. Biomass constitutes the primary energy source for countries like Eswatini, 52%, Lesotho, 48.3%, and Malawi, 87%, while thermal power dominates in Mauritius, 24%, and South Africa, 82%. Now, this pervasive energy poverty limits educational access, economic productivity, and overall well-being.
And finally, former German Chancellor Angela Merkel has revealed in her new memoir she sought advice from none other than the Pope on how to deal with President Donald Trump when he was first elected. Trent Murray has that story.
The first extracts released from her memoirs detail the challenges Angela Merkel faced when dealing with Donald Trump. She describes him as having a property developer's winner or loser mentality and says the Pope advised her that in order to try and convince Trump not to quit the Paris Climate Accords, she should bend his views, but make sure not to break. Merkel's full memoir, which is titled Freedom, Memories from 1954 to 2021, will be released on November 26 in more than 30 countries. She will launch the US version alongside former President Barack Obama.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.